Hi, thanks for calling Customer Care. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
Yes, Felicia. This is Martha Albright. I'm calling for an account for David Albright. I was charged $87.93 today, and on the 13th, I was charged $89.65. These charges are to come off. They were not authorized. We had no idea what was going on.
Okay, bear with me one moment and I can take a look at your account. It sounds like you may not have read over the terms and conditions upon you placing your online order.
Well,
you didn't read the terms?
They were not. We have read everything. They were not on that paper. They were not on the
internet. I can give you the website and you and I can read the terms together. Bear with me one moment, please. Bear with me one second. My system's going a little slow here. What's your zip code?
7
Shipping zip code?
Yeah, just a second. I guess I'm trying to think. 71841.
71841?
Yes, the Queen, Arkansas.
Bear with me, please.
All right. Me too.
Can you verify that address for me?
Post Office Box 37, Gillam, Arkansas.
Okay, one moment. Okay, so on that order for you, for the Bioenhancement Labs testosterone, now that was ordered under a trial offer where you paid the shipping and handling costs on June 26th for $7.49 and $6.59. Keep in mind that whenever you sign up for a trial, that's not the same as a sample. A sample, of course, is free, but a trial means that you're given a certain amount of... I'm sorry, I didn't want to talk while you were talking, Ms. Albright. I can allow you to speak, and then I can speak when you finish. We can't talk at the same time, so you can go ahead, ma'am.
One of them was $6.87, and the other one was $8.71, so you did not charge me to start with what you said you were going to charge me.
On the order that you place under the trial offer, ma'am, every order that we ship out under these trials, the Bioenhancement Labs testosterone vitality is $7.49. You can look at your bank statement. And the Vigoro is $6.59. And that was you ordered on June 26th.
I've got it right here in front of me. And the, okay. One of them was charged $6.87 and the other one $8.71.
You may
right
have ordered from two separate companies, but on our orders that we ship out, the post office charges $7.49 and $6.59. So if you're looking at two other charges, and that's billed by another company.
No, that was for what we ordered.
The testo?
Because it was not what you told us it was going to be.
Okay, ma'am, I don't make the prices.
The bank,
I'm not – okay, let me make this clear with you. The number that you're calling me on, we don't care the product. We handle the billing for this merchant. So we're not
that's
the one
fine.
To set the
that's
price for you. But it tells you when you place that order that if this order is not canceled and the unused portion returned within your 14-day trial. Once this trial ends, if that order is not canceled, you are authorizing us to bill you the full cost for the order that you have in your possession because that's the one-month supply. The warehouse,
well,
unfortunately, does not accept return orders.
Well, then that's false advertising because it never showed up on our end of the line. Never.
Yes, I can give you the website, ma'am. We'd be more than happy to read up the terms with you. And like I say, always remember that whenever you sign up for trial offers, trials are never free. It gives you the opportunity to try a product before you buy it. So for any reason, if you're not satisfied with it, you have the option to call in to cancel and send back the unused portion.
Give me that website, please.
Certainly. Do you have a pen and a piece of paper handy?
Yes, I do.
Okay. It's going to be T-R-Y. B-I-O.
B-I-O.
T-E-K.
T-E-K.
Solutions, SOLUTIONS.com.
SOLUTIONS.com.
Yes, ma'am, you can go to your Internet Explorer, type that link in, and it will pull that website up for you so that you can read over your terms and conditions so that way you can have a clear understanding of how the trial offer works. Either our previous representative canceled the account for you to stop all reoccurring orders so that you don't receive any further products, ma'am.
All right.
Okay. Was there anything else that I can do for you?
I'm going to get my money back. I'm just letting you know. Because
have you talked to your bank or your card company?
I will right now.
Okay. So they will direct you back to us, ma'am. This can actually be put under a... Do you want your cancellation number?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead now and email the bank over a copy of your order for the mill enhancement product that was placed by Mr. David. They will actually get a copy of the order, a copy of the terms, and a copy of where you received the order, and they will advise you that you're paying for the order that was sent out to your home address that you did not cancel, nor did you return the unused portion back. So they're going to decline you of a dispute because, I mean, you placed the order, you just didn't read over your terms, but they can actually penalize you for making a false claim because they will explain that you are paying for the order that you have in your possession. Now, as a courtesy, because it looks like you did not read over the terms, and I do know for a fact the bank is going to decline your dispute because we will provide documentation that you placed and received that order. What I can do as a courtesy is I can honor a 35% courtesy refund, which will get you some of your money back because they're going to decline the dispute, and once we provide documentation of your order, they can't give you a refund for an order that you have at your home. But I will be more than happy to give you... I have the tracking number where you received it, ma'am. I can give you the tracking number. And this call is recorded as well, ma'am. The post office has to send us confirmation of when the orders are delivered because that's under insurance on our end. So they have to send us notification of when those orders arrive at your home. Last and foremost, in your terms and conditions, last and foremost, ma'am, it tells you when you place your order. Go ahead, I'm sorry. Yes, I will give you the confirmation number. Again, I can go ahead and honor that courtesy refund and have it credited back to the card within 5 to 7 business days. Your confirmation number is C as in Charlie, 221.
Okay.
221-5574. That's all. And that courtesy refund will be credited back within 5 to 7 business days. Your account has been terminated.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling Customer Care. Enjoy your day.